This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Some fire evacuation orders in Pueblo County near Colorado City are being downgraded to pre-evacuation status. Still, thousands of people remain out of their homes due to the Aspen Acres fire burning west of the city of Pueblo. Local officials report more than 260 structures have been lost across two counties. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith says the small volunteer fire department in Westmore saved homes there.
The fire came very close to their town. They had several days of warning. They set up a massive fire break with bulldozers.
More than 1,300 personnel are assigned to fight the fire that has consumed more than 90,000 acres in the last week. Two officials removed from the state clemency board say Governor Jared Polis contradicted his own statements on free speech. Hannah Siegel-Proff was one of the attorneys dismissed for criticizing the commutation of Tina Peters' sentence.
To hear that part of the reason Ms. Peters was freed was because of her asserting her First Amendment rights to speech, whether Polis liked the content or not, and then to be kicked off the board for asserting our right to speech and to telling what happened behind the scenes is hypocritical and disappointing.
The governor's office says the two were removed for disclosing confidential information. A candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary is home after being hospitalized over the weekend. State Representative Scott Bottoms was rushed to the hospital Saturday evening. It was due to blood pressure spike related to type 2 diabetes. Bottoms is currently in a distant third in the GOP primary.